Welcome everyone. Continue Pel Yoyitz Avasreim Ois Aleph, Shin number 54, discussing Siluk Hasino, how to remove the sinna. We're discussing Avasreim, and in Avasreim, of loving your fellow friend, sometimes there's jealousy that creeps up, especially when for other people things get difficult. And that's when the Yetzer Hara takes his claws, he digs them in. When things are difficult for other people, for you rather, and for other people, they're like, they're blossoming. And you look at people say, that person, you think he's such a nice person? You think he's such a nice person? And then the sinner starts building up, which is wrong. It's 100% wrong. Because as we have been learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBas. There's only one Baal HaBas. The Ribbono Shel Olam is running the world and no one else. Not that person who might not be the nicest person. He might not be. But you know what? He also has some positive traits as well. He also has positive traits. And that's his focus over here. Look at the positive traits. Dan lekaschus, judge him favorably. And when a person judges someone else favorably, that's how they remove the sinna. Now listen to these beautiful words. The geder hagodol, or the big fence, to remove this sinna, this hatred. Who bekiyum maimer atano, is to fulfill the words of the Tano, of the Mishnah, shomar v'havidon, is called ha'odom lekavschus. Once again, we turn back to Perkei Avos, and the Tana tells us, judge everyone lekavschus. Kaf is a scale. Zchus is positive. So then, what does it mean, the kaf zchus? You're not sure. You're not sure. What did you just see? You saw something that doesn't look good. It definitely doesn't look good. But you can think to yourself, well, maybe he had to go through the red light because he's a doctor. Or maybe he had to go through a red light because there's an emergency that he is someone in the car. But to initially say, it's just running through a red light? Is that my neighbor? I mean, obviously not my neighbor. I'm saying, right? What's going on over here? We have to train ourselves. To dalei kafschos. Va'afilu einecho tireno es aklolo b'makulko. And even if you see that mistake that looks like, what was that? What did I just think? Did I just see? Like sometimes you're like second guess yourself. No, I couldn't have been. So you saw correctly. That's not the issue. The issue is judge favorably. Don't throw the book at him. Don't judge him guilty. That's charged. Don't do that. He's not charged. And don't come to hate him. Listen to these words. He says, because look at the person as an ish yasher. As a good yid. As a good person. Isha Yasha Bain of Yasa. Ain Lono Elishbaich Nafshin of Nia Hashem, she is Saknein of Eitzah Toivah Lefonov. We should dive into Hashem that He should give us an Eitzah Toivah, a positive way of thinking about other people. Vianichene Bimaglit said Glaman Shemoi, and judge him favorably. Vimyamar Adam. Halo Yakodish Borchum Manish is Adam Al Shaholich Beshvirus Liboy. Vah Yasha Bain of So maybe a person will say, you know, if that person is doing something wrong, Hashem's going to punish him. First of all, that's Hashem's responsibility and job. That's not our responsibility and job. That's we're not the dayan. We're not the judge. Hashem is the dayan. You tell that person, in other words, someone's trying to convince you how wrong that person is. So you know what you tell him? That's by a person who's makbid, the man that kopid, then kabdina bahadei. Aval hamavri al midoysov, and this is the key, Rabbi Yisai, this is the key. Aval hamavri al midoysov, but a person who's mavri al midoysov, which means, even if you're right, you let it go. What does midah mean? Midah means a measurement. So let's say a person takes some sugar and you put it into a recipe. And it calls for a teaspoon. and he takes out the tablespoon, like the big serving spoon, in fact. Forget about the tablespoon. The big serving spoon. And it calls for a half a teaspoon. And he's got this heaping pile of that big serving spoon. Or he could go even more further. He's got the ladle. He's got the ladle, the soup ladle of sugar. But you know what? There's a problem. It wasn't sugar. He made a mistake and he put it into salt instead. So he's got this heaping pile of a ladle, a soup ladle. Not just the regular kitchen ladles, the ones for the hotels. You know, those big ladles, okay? And he takes and he thinks it's sugar and he puts that amount of salt in the recipe. And he messes the whole thing up. He messes the whole thing up. It was a mistake. It's a midah. He got the wrong measurement. He got the wrong measurement. I'm not saying you have to eat the food. I actually made a mistake like that many years ago. I was making shalach manos, hamantashen, and the sugar and the salt got mixed up. Rabbi Yisai, you know who benefits the most? You know who benefits the most? By being maver midosa, because sometimes we say, I should forgive him. You know what kind of rasha that person is? And I'm telling you, and I've been there also, just like you've been there. Just because I'm here talking on the recorder doesn't mean I don't have these nisyonos. I've been there also. And it burns. And it's difficult. First of all, I'll tell you, number one, the loser is the one who's not maver midosa. The loser is the person who's makbid and says, he did something wrong to me, I'm not going to let it go. That's number one. Number two, if you can strengthen yourself to be maver midosa, you are the biggest winner. You are the biggest winner. Even when that person did something wrong to you. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're maver midosav? You forgave that person? Ma'avir noy akol pshov. As we'll see, ma'avir noy akol pshov, Hashem says, I'm going to forgive your avers. Because you were a person who knows how to turn the page and look the other way, and you're not makbid on the fact that he did something wrong to you. You're able to move on. Says Hashem, you're the winner. You passed the test. And I'm going to tell you again, it is extremely difficult and it's painful. Especially when you see that person who wronged you blossoming with all the success in the world. It pains, it pains, it hurts, it burns. Look yourself in the mirror and make sure you become the winner. And if you don't want to do it for him, do it for yourself. Do it for yourself. You are the biggest person to win by being maver al midosav.